Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Forrest Roberts of the NCBA, talking cool today, just a moment. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. For the record, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has never really liked the cool rule since it was first proposed about a decade ago, and they don't like the most recent incarnation of cool that's been put into place in May by USDA. Joining us today, once again, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Forrest Roberts, and we talk cool with Forrest.
The starting point is to understand that consumers, based off of some very significant levels of market research that we've done, basically what they're saying is we don't see any value for requiring a label on country of origin. What they see of extreme value is a label that really differentiates products. Like, for example, certified Angus beef is a great example of where it's a marketing point of differentiation. So country of origin labeling has nothing to do with a safety-related discussion, but it has more to do with a marketing-related conversation. And we feel that private industry is best suited to give marketing and product differentiation, not the federal government. And then when you look at the situation from our trading partners, these are our best trading partners in terms of international market access to the north of us with the Canadians and to the south of us with our partners in Mexico. And what they're telling us is very simple. We feel this is not appropriate, and this will cause, ultimately, retaliation. And when that happens, retaliation only hurts one person in this entire supply chain. That is the beef producer. So we do feel that the current proposed rule that's being considered to address the WTO case needs to be truly addressed by the WTO case, and that's why we supported this level of litigation. So ultimately, we're trying to build a permanent fix for the challenges around country of origin labeling, and this is one step in that process.
I've been told that really there's such a dramatic difference between the rules that are being put on food service versus grocery store supermarket product that we're seeing having to be labeled, that maybe a fairly obvious solution might be to apply with what we do for food service to everything.
Sure, there's a lot of discussion going on right now in that arena. The challenge that we see is when you look at segregating carcasses, for example, in a packing facility, that cost a lot of money, and the question then comes back to what's the most feasible way to implement market differentiation as opposed to government differentiation in a way that doesn't pass that customer or that cost on to a customer, because today, ultimately, the cost is borne by the producer. And so there is an economic cost-benefit piece of this discussion that sometimes gets lost in the entire equation. But when we hear customers tell us that that information is not of value when that animal was raised and harvested here in this country, we've got to listen to the customer from that perspective.
NCBA's Forrest Roberts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.